Please welcome to the 55th episode of Final Girls Horror Cast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
And this week we are joined by our podcast brethren.
Luke, nailed it.
Luke the Worst Rodriguez and Little Jacob Hopkins.
Did you say Little Jacob Hopkins?
Yeah, Little Jacob Hopkins.
I feel like that's worse than the worst.
She thinks she's clever.
That's her name for him.
That's her term of endearment for Jacob.
They're from the Modern Horrors podcast.
Hang up.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome. And they're not there anymore.
We're there.
Oh my God.
We're just deciding whether or not we can just continue
the
show.
Welcome, guys.
Hi, goddammit. Hello.
Thanks.
Okay, so the reason I call Jacob Hopkins Little Jacob Hopkins is it's a cute inside joke we have, right, Jacob?
Sure. I don't understand the joke, to be honest, but that's fine.
I think I understand where it comes from.
Oh, shots fired from you. That's not nice. Well,
Dirty
you are
bird.
The worst now, indeed.
No, it's because one time I was like, I was tweeting at him and I was trying to say LOL Jacob Hopkins at Jacob Hopkins. And it came out as Lil Jacob Hopkins. And that's his rap name. So it was a moment we had that apparently only I kept.
I've drank since then, so it's just I can't hold on to things.
He gives zero shits. Okay, so Luke, you're the worst today. Do you want to tell our listeners why?
We were celebrating our third year anniversary of a website kind of important to me,
really
kind of important to everyone else
up.
Too. So just as, you know, a sign of goodwill, I was letting these people stay at my home. You know, they came from all around the United States. It was kind of a big deal, and it was deemed necessary to postpone our podcast episode with you two to a later date, which is really just a couple days away. So,
you're really
actually not that big
that
a deal,
up.
And I was doing a really cool thing for some really cool people. So, thanks for being a dick about it.
Wow, real fluffing it up, really fluffing it up.
So, we'll let the audience decide if I mean,
what actually happened was I tried to plan this for 2 months, we finally came to a decision. Luke forgot that people were coming in on Thursday. Poor Jacob took the day off of work.
And now we're all hungover.
And now we're all hungover, and it's your
What are you trying
fault.
To say exactly?
You're the worst. Oh, this is going so well already, you guys. I love it. Okay, so it's our fourth week of our Halloween marathon month. Which is the month when we decided to cover some of the Halloween-themed movies that are currently streaming. We're switching it up a little this week. We were supposed to be talking about Boo and Ghostwatch, but things have changed, and I'll discuss that a little bit more later. So this week, instead, we're going to be doing Tales of Halloween and Hell House
Damn,
LLC.
Damn, I watched Boo.
I'm sorry.
That sucks,
I
man.
Did too, and it was rough.
No, I'm just playing. I didn't watch Boo. I watched the other two.
But just a heads up for you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Tales of Halloween is available to stream on Netflix, and Hell House LLC is currently streaming on Amazon and Shudder. So check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener. But before we jump into those films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is... My Friend Dahmer, with a theatrical release date of November 3rd. It's directed by Mark Myers and written by Mark Myers, based on the novel by Durf Backdurf. Is that real?
Nailed it.
Is that a real name?
Is that real? Doesn't sound real. The IMDb summary is, before Jeffrey Dahmer becomes a notorious serial killer, he was a shy, alcoholic teen who never quite fit in. Based on the acclaimed graphic novel by Durf Backdurf, this is the true haunting story of Jeffrey Dahmer in high school. Have you guys discussed this on your podcast? Because I thought that maybe you didn't, but I can't always remember all the movies you talk
we
about.
We can't either. I feel like we watched this trailer once upon a time, but I don't think we talked about it.
No.
Yeah, I actually, I think we did talk about it. And then I was actually at...
Contrarian.
I was at Fantastic Fest where it actually screened, and I didn't actually watch it while I was there because I thought it looked boring as shit. But I did hear a lot of firsthand reviews from people standing around, so we can talk about that later.
Are you guys true crime fans? Because a lot of times horror fans and true crime fans kind of go hand in hand. Is that something you're interested in at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm into it as long as it's good. And like with anything else, I feel like there's bad true crime shows and good ones or podcasts or whatever. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, to an extent. This one, I don't know, felt kind of almost dirty to me. It makes Dahmer the hero in a lot of ways. And I don't know. It was a little off-putting for me.
A little sympathetic?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't mind being sympathetic because there are societal reasons why these people end up like that a lot of times. But yeah, this one was almost over the top, a little heavy-handed with like, oh, poor Jeffy Dahmer.
Oh, interesting. I didn't really feel like he was sympathetic in this.
Well, that's because you're a monster.
That's true. I mean, I don't think you're wrong, but
she's struggling to find an answer now.
He seemed, I don't know, he didn't seem sympathetic to me, but I did find it interesting. I don't know. I'm not like a huge true crime person, honestly. Like, I like horror because it's fiction. I like horror that couldn't really happen. It like helps me deal with my anxiety. So like when it's real and could happen, or like it's based on true stories, like it causes me to have issues. So, but like, I think that this is interesting. I think it looks all right. I don't really see the horror in this trailer, other than maybe it's psychological.
Not really gonna see it in the movie either.
No, because it does say horror on IMDb that it's a horror movie.
Maybe it's just like because it's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I think the important thing to keep in mind on this one, which I don't think a lot of people understood whenever they went to the Fantastic Fest screening, was that this whole movie takes place before he's killed a single person. And the movie leads all the way up to when he's going to kill his first person, and then it stops. So you never see any of that stuff in this movie.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting.
Spoiler alert, Luke. God.
Jeez. You said it was a spoiler-heavy cast.
You did. I'm following the rules that you put in place here.
That's all we asked for, right? To stick with the rules you set in place?
That's it.
It screened at Beyond Fest, but I don't remember hearing anything about it. It was for free. It was a free movie, but they did on Monday.
I've had a couple people say they were interested in this movie, but I have a lot of friends who are really into true crime, so that might be why. I
would like watch this at home streaming, but I don't think I'd like pay to go see it.
Yeah, agreed.
I feel like you can just stay at home and watch Mindhunter on Netflix and have a much better experience.
Yes, yeah, I still need to do that. Maybe today.
Well, there you go.
That sounds good. Yeah, I'm not that excited about it, but I'd watch it. I would totally watch it.
Yeah, I think Megan actually went to the screening for us in Texas and actually didn't even review it because there was such a little horror in there.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's kind of a bummer. But I guess that, you know.
Good to know, though.
Yeah, like these, you know.
These movies that have these, like, even like the Gacy movies and the Bundy movies, like, I feel like we really struggled to get an awesome, like, biopic of like one of these notorious serial killers. Like, is there one that has really just hit it home yet?
No, I mean, I really like Zodiac, but not really a bio.
Henry, there's that one called Henry,
Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. But other than that, yeah, you're right. Gets a little weird.
The Legend of Leslie Vernon, or whatever that one is.
Behind the Mask. Hell yeah, that was great.
It's the best biopic.
Could be.
It's not really a biopic, but you know. It's good. All right. Well, let's move on to our next movie.
All right. So the first movie that we are going to talk about today is Tales of Halloween from 2015. It is 10, or the IMDb summary is 10 stories are woven together by their shared theme of Halloween night in an American suburb where ghouls, imps, aliens, and axe murderers appear for one night only to terrorize unsuspecting residents.
This movie has so many fucking sub stories.
So many
stories.
Call them over here, segments.
I've been drinking since like early.
I feel like you shouldn't talk to anyone in this room about drinking because.
I'm never gonna be able to compare to you guys, but you know, doesn't mean that it's not having an effect bad decision. On me.
I'm barely alive.
Yeah.
Same.
All right. Well, anyway, there's 10 stories here with 10 different directors, 10 different writers. It's a lot to name out. So instead of going through every single one of these stories, because no one wants to be doing this all day, especially Luke, who's the worst. we're just going to name our favorite and not favorite. I think we'll just go around. Luke, do you want to start? Let's just talk favorites. Favorites first. So tell us what your favorite segment was in Trick or Treat. Or not Trick or Treat, Tales of Halloween.
So I don't really remember segment titles or anything, but I remember whenever we first got this one sent over, I think me and Jacob actually watched it over here together on the couch holding hands.
It was so cute.
He had one in particular that he really didn't like in any way, shape, or form. He was like, you'll know it whenever you see it. And then I did know, like, whenever it started playing, like, I did know that this is probably the one that Jacob hated, but it was actually ended up being one of my favorite ones. And that was Darren Lynn Bousman's with the little kid. Like,
man, you're going to go with that one?
The Night Billy Raised Hell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one where he gets framed for murder?
Yeah, it's all very cartoonish, almost musical-esque, with the sound effects and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Really over the top. Really just overdone, really. But I liked it. I thought it was funny.
That one is written by Clint Sears and directed by Darren Lynn Bousman, who directed Saw 2, 3, and 4, and also did Repo, the Genetic Opera. Just for our listeners, Luke, not everyone knows names like you. this is a podcast. I'm trying to give information to people listening.
I'm sorry. We're just used to having like educated people listen. That's all.
Well, we're on cool. your network, so I don't know.
No, I meant to send you a memo about that.
Oh, is that right? It's understandable. I thought that one was okay. It was it's a little out of nowhere. It did feel cartoonish,
it definitely doesn't fit in with the rest of the segments at all, but especially knowing that he came from those of you that have seen Repo, the Genetic Opera, like it definitely has that sort of like theatrical flair to it, which I don't know, it was just cool.
It was
fun.
Yeah,
now that you say that, it definitely makes sense.
Yeah, when I saw it was by the same director, I was not surprised. So that's interesting. That's an interesting top pick. Carly, what was your top pick?
You don't like it at all.
I don't. It's just, every anthology always has to have this weird, over the top, goofy segment. I don't know why they always have to do that, but that is definitely this particular anthology's.
I mean, there were a segment. Couple other goofy segments, right?
Goofier
I mean,
than this, though?
No.
I don't know. The Friday the 13th one was pretty fucking goofy.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of goof in here, no doubt, but.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I can see both sides of it. Like, it definitely wasn't my top, didn't make my top three, but I didn't hate it either. There were definitely ones I didn't like way more than that one. Carly, what was your top pick?
The Weak and the Wicked, where it's basically Demon Vengeance against Parent Killers. I think we had the same one.
We did.
Written by Molly Millions, directed by Paul Soleil.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Solet. Soleil, something like that. He directed Grace, the movie Grace.
I liked the way it was filmed. I liked the actors in it. I think one of the guys was from Cabin Fever 2.
Oh, interesting. And
then the other guy was from It Follows, I think, right?
They did look familiar, but I couldn't quite put my finger on who everybody was.
The acting was solid. It looked really good.
The characters were very stylized in that one. I'm going to jump in also, because that was my top pick as well. Although I will say that the demon at the end was insanely ridiculous looking.
But yeah.
I don't understand the flat-toothed demon look. Like, I want some sharp teeth on my demons, typically. Guys, thoughts on demon teeth?
It was an interesting choice.
I've never put a lot of thought into demon teeth, to be honest, but...
And you call yourself a toothless. Horror fan.
Oh, really? Just like nasty, rotting gums.
Just gummy.
Like worms working their way out of like their gums.
Just makes a squishy sound as they open their mouth.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that, Luke. Very good.
I just watched Drag Me to Hell the other day. It just makes me think of that.
Oh, that bitch is so nasty.
So much gumming.
Hey. And the noise that it makes is so goopy.
Oh my god, it's so good. You know, I recently watched that one too. So good. I love it. Gumming noises, just gnawing with no teeth. But I think no teeth or sharp teeth better than regular human flat teeth. It just looks silly to me. But like the rest of it leading up to the appearance of the demon was really fun.
It looked really cool. It was very comic booky. It reminded me of
The chick with a lot of tattoos and smoking a cigar. Like, I don't know. There's something really fun stylistically with that one that I didn't really see in the others.
Agreed.
Yeah. Jacob, what was your favorite?
Favorite's a strong word with this one. Because it had a ton of hype and I was excited to watch it. And then I was kind of underwhelmed with most of it, but I did enjoy Trick, which was written by Greg Commons, directed by Adam Gerrish. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nailed it. And that's the one where the friends are all hanging at the house and they're terrorized by the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
Mostly because there's some... It's not done in a great way, I don't think, but there's some kind of dark subject matter hinted at in that one.
Yeah, you know, that one... So the director, in case you're not familiar, did Toolbox Murders, Night of the Demons, Autopsy, and Mother of Tears. Just so people
just
have...
ready to fucking go with the info.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. So, like, I'm just saying, like, that's probably the director with the most recognizable films to their name. So I kind of expected to, like, when I was writing out the people who directed and wrote all these movies, it was really interesting for me because I already picked my favorites and least favorites. And it's like, all my favorites, I have no idea who these people are. And, like, whereas I would think something Adam Gerrish would do would might be something that I would be interested in. This one didn't hit it for me. But tell me a little bit why you liked it, Jacob.
I don't know. I just like that it's one of the few that actually I feel like went to a somewhat dark place. Because a lot of these were friendly, cutesy, almost like family friendly. And it's like, okay, that's fine with a few of them. But it felt overwhelmingly like that for me. So the few that I like were a little darker. And this is one of the few that I thought had a dark spot.
And it's one of the few that I feel like could actually be expanded into a feature. Like
it had some meat on the bones.
Yeah. The rest of them were like, like you said, kind of kiddie, but like mostly cool ideas. But they wouldn't really have legs to survive like 90 minutes. That one I could see it.
Right.
I can see that too. I mean, I can agree with you there. I think, it was the most serious feeling, especially at the end, kind of like a more doomy ending there. We have adults, they're like smoking pot and they're drinking and they're hanging out on Halloween night. Trick-or-treaters are coming. The trick-or-treaters bust in and start killing them. And you're thinking, oh, these are terrible trick-or-treater evil kids. But we find out that the people they're killing, the adults, were doing science experiments on children. Is that what we're led to believe?
I dare say not science, but just like fucked up shit in general in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they had like a white room and like medical
and
equipment.
Jars of eyeballs, because that's what you do.
They were really kids. Into the eyeball shots in that one.
Yeah, I love watching kids just get fucking wrecked.
You've mentioned it before.
So I feel like the premise behind that's pretty cool.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
This should have been your top.
I will say that definitely, like, a lot of these kind of like go one way and then kind of do a turn at the end, which I feel like most of these do that. Most
I feel like you kind of have to as a short.
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
It's just masturbation.
Any honorable mentions you'd like to talk about? Any runners up
Sweet Tooth
that you
was
liked?
Cool.
Yeah, Sweet Tooth was cool.
Sweet Tooth, like, the first one about...
Yeah, it was a good way to start it out with.
The monster that eats candy from your intestines.
I really like that idea.
I mean, that's a fun idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a
and
little...
Like, watching the parents make out was like so awkward.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say
with all the chocolate.
Yeah.
That was gross.
It was super weird.
I mean, everybody's got their kinks, guys. I don't know why y'all are so judgy.
I also like the one with Alex Esso from Starry Eyes.
Yeah, I was just walking home.
I was waiting
cool.
for one of y'all
the
to say it.
No, I liked it. I liked
ghost.
It.
It's okay.
It was okay, but I don't know. I liked the acting in it. We had Elise from Insidious. I forget her name.
Lin
Shea. Real name. Yes, thank you.
Got you.
I really like, I don't know. I like the actresses in it, so I just really liked, I don't know. And then the ghost thing was fun. I liked how it was like walking behind her. I didn't really love the appearance at the end, but you know, that had to happen at some point. So, okay, well then let's go around and talk about our least favorites then. We will go in reverse order. Jacob, you start.
So my least favorite easy is Luke's favorite. So, close second behind that is the end one. The last one, what was it? The bad
the
seed or something
the
like
bad
that.
Seed.
Yeah.
The
pumpkin
one.
Like, holy shit. Did we end on a weird fucking note here with,
written and directed by Neil Marshall, who did The Descent, which is
a far cry from The Descent, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. It's a little strange. That one we got a Halloween 3 throwback, which is kind of fun. with the, what was it called? Clover Company or something? Clover Corp. It's a throwback to Silver Shamrock. You know, there's some like fun stuff in there. But yeah, I that one wasn't my favorite either.
We're in agreement.
Yeah. Carly, your least favorite.
The one with the witch eating
with Pollyanna McIntosh.
The children or something.
Oh my god,
and
we
like
are
the boyfriend.
Twinsies.
The boyfriend dressed up as the weird.
I mean, Pollyanna is pretty fucking awesome though.
Dude.
Yes. It's called Ding Dong.
It sucked.
Yeah. We are twinsies because I felt the same way. That one was written and directed by Lucky McKee, who did May, The Women in All Cheerleaders Must Die. The woman, rather, not the women.
Yeah, and he kind of kicks ass, so it's surprising, because I was particularly excited about that segment, especially because Pollyanna has been in a lot of his movies before, definitely in The Woman, she was the woman.
Yeah.
I don't know, it did not land for me in any way, shape, or form either. I'm with you guys on that.
Yeah, I mean, I really love May. May is, I haven't seen the other two, honestly, but I really love May. May is a good one. I really enjoy
May's
that
one. May's the best
one.
Out of the bunch, for sure.
Yeah. So when I found out that he did this one, I was a little surprised because it seemed like he does a lot of movies about women, it seems, usually concentrating on women. And this one was like a little over the top and a little bit like almost, now I know my audience with you guys, but I found it a little bit insulting. Like a woman has to have a baby and she turns into a witch because she doesn't have a child. And it's just, I don't know. It's a little bit
women
like,
do have babies.
And, well, this, you know, this I think she was
doesn't.
A witch beforehand.
And witches are evil.
Was she a witch beforehand, though? Because we don't know that.
Coming on here. Like, I don't know if that's this movie's fault.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Or are you just going to, like...
No.
Okay, that's fine. some of our...
Jesus, move along.
I mean, some of our listeners will. But, you know, just from a feminist standpoint, I'm just saying.
I just want to remind you, you're the same person who accused me and Luke of digging too deep into movies. That's all I want to point out.
That's true. That's true.
Only with Annabelle, you guys. Only with Annabelle. Not the same.
The strongest, like, feminist statement ever.
You think Annabelle's the strongest feminist statement ever?
She's a feminist icon.
Okay. Moving on. Was it Luke's turn? What's your worst on here, Luke?
I didn't like Ding Dong at all. So I don't know if I'm going to go off the beaten path a little bit, but I didn't like that there wasn't a wraparound to connect any of them together. There was like some radio stuff going on in the background every once in a while, but
Adam Green.
Yeah, there wasn't really anything like to glue it all together. Which in an anthology, I think that's oftentimes like one of the most important parts of a movie, but it's also like one of the hardest parts to like make it not suck. So they just said it's too hard, so we're just not gonna fucking have one. Which it just kind of felt weird. It felt more like a collection of shorts than an anthology movie, which is kind of the same fucking thing. But you know,
we had Adrian Barbeau, who was the radio host, which is a throwback to The Fog from 1980. I know it's probably one of your favorites, Luke. I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh yeah, it's a big Fog fan.
But that was like a throwback to The Fog. She's a radio host in that movie. I liked that part of it. There was a lot of like horror injected into these shorts, like a lot of throwbacks and a lot of classic horror nods in these shorts. And that was one of the big ones for me. But yeah, I agree. It wasn't quite enough to make it all work together. But it wasn't unlike Southbound when we have like a radio host between all the segments and injected in all the segments.
Yeah, someone called that unoriginal.
Mm. Some might. So, I mean, as a whole, this wasn't my favorite, but I kind of was expecting it to be worse than it was. So, you know, I didn't.
I was expecting it to be way, way better with all the hype that it had around it. Yeah. Like, I thought this thing was going to kick ass, be like an instant, you know, a Halloween watch every single year. I didn't get any of that from it. Like, I have no desire to ever watch it again, to be honest.
I will never watch this again.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I'm saying that is because I watched it for the first time this week, and I've heard a lot before then that was negative.
Yeah.
So I was really expecting garbage. It wasn't good, but it wasn't as horrible as everything else we've been watching lately. So it's kind
that's
of like,
very true. That's super true.
So like to me, it was like not awful. I mean, I don't know that this would be a go-to for me either. I'm not sure that I would ever watch it again. There was a couple segments I enjoyed and would watch again. But for the most part, I agree. It's not fun. It's not as fun as it could be or should be for what the talent we have involved in it.
Just wasn't scary. Like Jacob said, it's just all very like cute. And like Halloween shit should be scary, you know.
Or just make the whole thing cute and marketed as such.
There you go. Good romp for the whole family.
Right.
Yeah.
Romp. I like the word romp.
A romper.
I love rompers.
I fucking should have known.
You should have known. Rompers are the best. So comfortable. It's like wearing a dress, except you don't get the chafing on your thighs. I mean, what's not to love about it?
They know all about that.
Yeah. They know so much about thigh chafing.
So, I mean, like, guys can't have chafe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know a lot about it. I just said you know a lot about it.
You know about ball chafing.
Huh? If it's anything like thigh chafing, I know a lot about it.
Well, it's nothing like thigh chafing because it involves testicles.
Well, this conversation took a turn.
I mean, school me then, Luke.
I feel like now's not the time or the place.
I've listened to your podcast. Are you saying you're above talking about ball chafing?
No, I'm just saying
right
we
now?
Might need to send some diagrams and some things like that.
I expect that for next time. So be sure to have it prepared. I will put a link on our Facebook page.
Just remember, you asked for it.
Yeah, and I have to take a lot of photos, so be ready.
Do we have to have photos or can we have like drawings instead?
Photos or video, your call.
I don't want either of those things. What? Carly, are you okay?
Bat. I got nothing.
The goat.
Okay. Moving on to Hell House LLC from 2015, written and directed by Stephen Cognetti. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Oh,
perfect.
Thank you.
Probably.
The IMDb summary is 5 years after an unexplained malfunction causes the death of 15 tour goers and staff on the opening night of a Halloween themed haunted house tour, a documentary film crew visits the scene of the tragedy to investigate what really happened that night. This is a newer film. You guys discussed this on your podcast at all?
Yeah, we actually have a pretty long history with this one. So got a trailer sent over the first time and it looked pretty good, I guess. No, it wasn't even a trailer. It was, just like a press release with images and shit. And it made its debut, in 2015 Telluride Horror Show. Mm-hmm. And I'd been wanting to see it for a long time. And I know if something screens at Telluride, it's probably pretty good. So I asked around for it. They hooked me up with a package and I wrote a little news article about it. And I said, shit, what did I say? I said, like, I like the faux documentary approach. Like, I feel like the faux documentary approach is one of the best ways to approach found footage. And that's all I said. And then the trailer comes out and the pool quote, like the music's going on. Everything is building, it's building. It stops, the screen goes black and it says, one of the best found footage movies ever. ModernHorrors.com. I was like, motherfucker, are you kidding me? Like, it might be very good, but we literally haven't seen it. So, right. like, if it sucks, then, like, we're in the trailer calling it one of the best movies, you know, ever or something.
Oh, my God.
So emailed the distribution company, like, what the fuck? And luckily, they were a new distribution company at the time. They were using, like, a third party for marketing shit, which most of these people do, but they didn't really know these marketing guys too much. So long story short, they couldn't do shit about the trailer. It was already out. But they did let us watch the movie before anybody else. And, is it one of the best found footage movies ever?
Debatable, right?
Debatable, but it's not bad. So no. I don't feel horrible about having that still in the trailer.
I actually remember you guys talking about that on the show. I don't think I connected the dots that it was this movie. So that's thank you for clarifying that.
That's really funny.
That kind of sucks, though. Like, that sucks when you're taken out of context like that. Especially when you haven't even seen the fucking movie.
And especially when I didn't even say those words. Just random words from the post, like, put them together.
Were there dot, dot, dots between each word?
Oh, no. No. That would be awesome. One of dot, dot, dot. The best dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
So, I started actually watching this, I don't know, like a couple weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago. And I got like halfway through and I turned it off. And I thought I watched the whole thing. So when I went to rewatch it, I was like, I don't remember this part. And I don't remember this part. So I was actually a little bit more pleasantly surprised the second time I watched it, because I was like, I don't remember how this ends, because I didn't fucking finish it. I thought I did. It's not amazing, but it's actually pretty good for what you're expecting when you start watching it, I guess is a good way to put it. Because it feels a little bit low budget. At least to me,
it's super low budget.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I just think that, you know, the Hell House LLC, not Hell, I'm sorry, we're talking about Hell House. House's October Built was just so disappointing for like so many people, but that concept was cool. So like the idea that someone else was trying to do that in a little bit more darker and more serious sort of way was exciting. Sure. And I think for the most part, they did a lot better with the whole found footage haunted house, you know, idea than really anybody else that has so far.
Yeah. Are you guys haunted house people? Do you attend haunted houses in October usually?
No, that's not our thing. That's not our gig. We watch movies instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really I don't know why. I think it
what if shit kicked off like this?
Like whenever I was little, I got raped by a haunted house one of the carnies that are there. Like he like fondled my nuts.
Wow.
And from there
this took a turn.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm joking, by the way.
I can't joke about that. I will take you very seriously when it comes to that.
I can hear the air get quieter and quieter.
I heard Carly laughing, and I was like, don't laugh at that. What if that's true?
So no, I don't.
Okay.
So no, I don't.
Sure. God, you are indeed the worst, Luke. Carly, was this your first time watching it? Did you like it?
It was my first time watching it. Especially compared to what we have been watching, it was very refreshing. There were things that I didn't really like about it that weren't my favorite, but all in all, I think that they did what they wanted to do.
Yeah. Jacob, how are you feeling about it?
All right, so here's the thing. We've been watching a shit ton of haunted house, shit kicks off type movies. Mm-hmm. Like Luke said, House October Built, the second one. There's a whole shit ton of others that are doing it to varying degrees. I think they're all normally, though, it's like actual people doing shit, which is kind of cool, but I like my supernatural in my movies. Mm. This is one of the only ones that I can think of that's doing haunted house goes awry, but because of spooky, scary shit.
Yeah.
I do like the faux documentary thing. I think this started off, had it put together very well. That's a big part of the problem is sometimes you do this, it doesn't actually look like a documentary. Where this one fell short of being just fucking great for me was it does that weird thing where at the end you're like, how did anybody get this footage?
Mm. Yeah. The fuck?
Like, it should have started off with a documentary. Oh, here's the unedited raw footage. Mm-hmm. And then after we see that, then cut back documentary and just cut it off. And it's like this big fucking mystery that no one knows how it kicked off.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ending in general is just really poor. Like, it
lost a lot of steam.
Yeah, solid. Agreed. Movie. All of the shit inside the haunted house itself is really, really cool. But
there's some great moments.
Yeah, as soon as you go back to the whole journalist story, like point of view with the interview of the survivor or whatever, all of that.
And then she becomes part of the story?
Yeah, all of that was just super uninteresting, yeah.
I agree. And the funny thing and the thing that probably bothered me the very most about this is we're supposed to be looking at all this raw footage, right? This is unedited raw footage we're watching. And yet somehow we keep getting flashbacks of Sarah somehow edited into this raw footage. There's lots of like, oh, remember this? Or, oh, there's a ghost in the background. Let's stop and zoom in on it. It's like, wait, is this raw footage or did you edit it? Because you can't have it both ways. You can't do both of these things. And there's like quite a few instances when that happens. We either get a weird quick editing shot with it's like fuzzy with Sarah doing like staring out the window. Or we also have like, ooh, there's a ghost. Let's zoom in and make sure you saw that. Like, no.
They do some good things, though, where they pan across and then they pan back and then just like, in the background, very hard to
like
see. There'll be like a figure.
Not there anymore.
Yeah, or it's gone. Yeah.
No,
so,
100%.
Like, not everything's like in your face. There's a lot of like real subtle things, which I thought was super effective.
Yeah,
I feel
like that's when it was at its best, was whenever like it's not zooming in and circling it with a big fucking red marker. Like, whenever. organically, like there's just something in the background that looks fucking weird when you look back at it.
Because even if you don't catch it, your brain caught it and it just gives you an unease feel.
Yeah, like I don't know what's different, but something's different.
Something's off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No, they did a good job of that when they didn't point a finger at it. And like you said, you know, get a red marker and circle it. It's way more effective when you're just kind of like, oh, that's different. Oh, that's not right. You know, I agree. But they also had a couple scenes that I thought were super fucking freaky, that I was really affected by. The first one being that stupid fucking clown mask. I swear to God, I couldn't handle it. And I'm not a person that's afraid of clowns. I'm not. I don't get afraid of clowns at all. But that clown mask, I don't know why it gets me. Especially, okay, so when he's walking through the haunted house and he's like, let's talk to this dead dummy over here and let's walk over here and here's the bar. And then he turns the corner and he thinks he's seeing one guy dressed as the clown, and he goes back and he sees that guy not dressed as a clown. He's like, what the fuck? That's the first scene where I was like, all right, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I think that's so effective too, because the clown never does anything overly aggressive or over the top. It's very subtle, kind of low key, and I think that adds a little bit of the unease of that whole situation.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what makes the movie so good. Like Amy and Carly were both saying, like, it's Hell House LLC, Talon Falls, these other movies that try to do this stuff, that god damn it, House of October built, not Hell House, and Talon Falls, on all these other movies, a lot of it's just like footage of people screaming, like, you know, just like balls to the wall popping out. And that's why I kind of think haunted houses suck anyway. This was like really reserved and quiet and not just ridiculous people screaming. Much more successful for me, at least.
Yeah, it's creepy and it feels more real because it's not running and screaming at you all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I really enjoy, like, especially when the camera guy gets up in the middle of the night and there's just someone in the hall, or there's a girl sitting on the floor. That scene was fucking terrifying, by the way. Not even doing anything, just sitting there. It's scarier, you know? She's not even paying attention to him. She's just like fucking sitting there. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of like, not everything made sense, but these scary moments made it worth watching, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that a lot of the stuff that we were complaining about might be addressed now that there is a director's cut made available. Apparently, it's shift a lot of things around. I haven't seen it yet, but I have talked to the director about it. And he says it's definitely the version to watch. So
I would be down to watch that.
Yeah, I think
I would watch that 100%
if it, you know, was cool.
Yeah, I saw there was a Stephen Cognetti was on Reddit doing, like, asking people what they thought of Hell House, and I think this was in 2015 when it first came out. And people were, you know, giving their opinions, and he was kind of responding to the things that people didn't like about it. And a lot of people were saying a lot of the same things we're saying, whereas, like, this was kind of weird and I don't know why you made these choices. And he's like, you know, we had to do a lot of editing and we lost some things in editing. So I would be interested in watching a director's cut. He also said that they're working on a second one. But I don't know.
That's cool.
I don't know if that's still a thing, because, like I said, this was Reddit from 2 years ago. So I don't know if that's still in the works, but that would be interesting. I would be down to watch a sequel, honestly. I think that I would be interested in seeing other movies from him. I like the way he develops his scares, because it's different.
As long as it's not Hell House Book of Shadows, then it's fine.
Agreed. No Book of Shadows. No Book of Shadows whatsoever.
Zero Book of Shadows.
Okay. Anything else anyone else wants to add about this one?
I just liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Even despite the goof ending, it was still it's still one of the most entertaining ones I've watched recently.
And it is really popular, apparently. A lot of people have seen it. It continues to be, well, like our first news post that got horribly misquoted in the trailer continues to be week over week, month over month, one of the most clicked on articles on the website. And also one of our search referrals that we get over and over again is Hell House LLC true story or some shit like that. Like, people are convinced, because they're morons, that it's real and they want to learn more about it.
Wow. Anyone that thinks this is real, it really is a moron, because there's like, it's so like, there's so many things that are weird and unbelievable. Oh,
our search referrals are ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I've seen like Wolf Cop true story.
I mean, just the fact alone that they don't leave is insane to me. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
Like, their reason for not leaving is money. Like, no fucking way. Like, no one cares about money that much.
That's a hell of a motivator.
Money's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really? You think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really much different than, like...
You'd have to believe there's a ghost.
Or, like, man, woman buys this old house, like, off in the woods, but they've sunk all their life savings into it, and maybe there's a ghost in it, but, hey, we gotta kind of deal with it.
Yeah, all I'm saying is even the Lutzes left their fucking house, even though they had no money.
To make money.
Cha-ching.
See? Money, money, money.
Dollar, dollar.
Holla, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, so we didn't do a social media question this week. Instead,
you're afraid we're going to answer it.
We came up with a new game because we like to play games with modern horror dudes. And so sexy. I came up with a new game called Antonym Horror Titles, which is where we will state a title which is the opposite of the actual horror title that you're supposed to guess. So, for example, Carly, if I said, come in,
I would say... get out.
There you go. That's how it's played. So, you know, we're going to get a little bit more difficult than that, but let's start. I did 15 because I know Jacob you did 15, but we can just do 10
we
and then
did
we...
15. Thank you.
Jacob in fact did do 15.
I'm sorry, Luke, did you do some?
I was really busy just getting stuff together for the house mostly for these
my
people.
God. You're
I would have though.
Okay, well, next time. So we'll start with 10, and then we have extras if we need to do tiebreakers.
Ours are really good, though, so just be prepared.
Oh, I'm going to be so bad at this. I'm so like sorry that. Ahead of time.
It's okay. We'll let you guys start since you are the guests of honor.
So if you guys don't get it, we get a point? Is that how this works?
I think if you get it, you get a point. And if you don't get it, you don't get a point. And whoever has the most points at the end wins.
All right, don't be cheating because we've got people in the room to keep tally.
That's true.
Okay, if Luke could read them because I can hear him better than you, Jacob, that'd be great.
Fair.
Okay.
All right, so first up, we're going to do...
And you pick. You just pick whatever one you like.
Yeah. Harmless.
Harmless.
It's a good one.
Let's see. The opposite of that is harmful, obviously. So we need to think of a title... Man, I wish I wasn't drinking. Carly, do you have any thoughts?
No.
That is a hard one. I picked ones with a lot of words. I'm feeling like maybe one word is the way to go on this.
I mean, you might be onto something there.
Yeah, I think I am. Harmless.
I feel like at some point we got to do a countdown.
There's a timer, right, on this game?
I know. No, you're totally right. Carly, if you have nothing, I'm gonna go ahead and say I can't think of anything.
Oh, we're just throwing in
I
the got towel.
You're just not even going to try.
Shit's weak.
Harmful.
You're not even going to make a guess?
I can't even think of anything to say.
You're stalling so hard right now.
Harmful. It's not.
I mean, yeah. Well,
you just keep saying that word.
It's not a word. It's not a movie title. I don't know. Go ahead. It's okay. I can admit defeat.
Yeah, okay, I have nothing.
The correct answer is Insidious.
Oh.
Insidious.
Okay.
Because Insidious is harmful.
It's true. Okay. It's a big word, I understand.
Okay. I'll start.
First blood. We've drawn it.
Okay, you guys ready?
Always.
The uplifting single unit.
Watch your mouth.
the
uplifting single unit?
Yes.
The downtrodden duplex.
Oh, so we can just make up random things. Okay. I'm
uplifting.
I can do that.
Uplifting.
Single unit.
Single.
So it's got to be like multiple, double.
Double
trouble.
Double unit.
Oh, unit. What the fuck is it? Group? Double group, double group, double fun.
Hmm.
Uplifting.
The uplifting single unit.
Yeah. Mm.
Down something.
I keep thinking down the downward spiral. That's a Nine Inch Nails record. So, yeah.
Didn't know we were doing records.
That's tough.
Down.
I will say I went a little harder than I should have on the first one, just because I was upset that down. I did so badly with yours.
Fucking with me. I got nothing.
Anybody? We got nothing.
Okay, this
we
was
got
a,
nothing.
This was a trial run. That one was the Bad Batch.
What?
Yes, the Bad Batch. A unit.
Hmm.
Boo.
Uplifting. Feels, is the opposite feels, of bad.
Boo. That would be good.
A batch. Good. A batch is a group of something, and a single unit is one of something. No?
This you is don't questionable.
Agree? Yeah, moving on.
Yeah,
moving,
okay, moving okay. On. We'll nix this round. We'll nix this round. Go ahead, guys.
Up next is expensive bores.
Cheap thrills.
There you go. That's how the game's to be played.
There
yes.
we go. All right. 1 point for us, Carly.
You get that one deducted for that weak shit before.
Okay. Carly, do one of the ones up top. I was being mean.
Yeah, I'm going to do this one.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay. Shut up.
That's rude. Excuse you.
Shut
open
up.
Down.
Right? That's what it sounds like, right? Why does everything get down in it with them?
Yeah.
It's one word.
Shut up.
It's one
as
word?
As one word. Think of it as
see,
one
they're,
word.
They're fucking
like the
with
title.
The words and
yeah.
The word count.
Yeah, this is weird. Shut up?
I mean, shut like, up. I got this one when Amy told me, like,
did
when
you?
She was proposing this game.
Yeah, she got it pretty quickly, sure and Carly did. Thinks she's bad at this game, so you'll
like,
get
I'm really
it.
Bad at this game.
Speak?
Is that the name of
a... You're on the right track?
Scream.
Let's go with Scream.
Let's go with Scream.
There you go.
Boom. Yes.
Okay, that's how all the right, game's right. played. Okay, we got this going now.
We're dealing with some handicapped people here, so
yeah,
let's just
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, this is weird. I mean, all of ours have the same amount of words, everything.
It flows right.
Iambic pentameter is all
right, we're like goddamn Shakespeare this game over here.
Okay.
All right, well, that's a point for us, too.
Okay. So we're up next, right?
Yep.
The worst guest...
Guest.
That's a good one.
The best.
Yeah. Best intruder. The worst.
I mean, everyone here knows guest. It. That's all I'm saying.
Everyone
hey,
here
I
knows.
Told you guys I was going to be bad at this game.
The worst guest.
I mean, how long do you want this episode to be? I'm just asking.
You know what? You just took a while with shut up, all right? So... Shut up.
Yeah, because we had to crack your fucking code in order to figure out what to do.
It's supposed to be a code. That's the whole
storm
fucking
the sub
point,
and get the Enigma machine so we can do it. Jesus.
Okay, best. What's synonyms of best? I don't think there's a best movie. Good. Mm. Good. Good grief. I don't fucking know. Carly,
Charlie
you need
Brown.
To help me a little bit here. Anything?
I said the best.
Okay. So
way
so
to help,
nothing.
Carly. Good work.
Okay. Good I mean, intruders. Good. I have no idea. I have no idea. Pass.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. On this one, huh?
The correct answer is the perfect host.
Oh.
So many people are yelling at you right now.
Wait. How is okay? Host is the opposite of guest. Okay. Got you.
Perfect.
I'm thinking like
any brain power at all.
No,
so.
I don't have guys.
Just try an intruder. Well, you're saying
get off of the word good.
No. No, because the opposite to me of guest is not host. The opposite of me to guest is intruder. Because that's someone coming in your home still. I don't know. That's just how my brain works.
I see where you were going.
Thank you, Carly. I appreciate you.
Hey, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, our next one will be grounded meditation.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Grounded meditation.
They're going to complain about guest and host, and they're going to hit us with grounded meditation.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's going to be like
1-to-1
Scream Park. Like some shit, I don't know.
It's the green room.
Really?
Flying chaos.
Well, see,
flying chaos.
Grounded. Well, I mean, what the fuck? Well, we do know that just because there's two words here doesn't mean that the title just has two words. It could be one
there
word.
There are two
words
in the title.
Carly,
okay,
shut up.
Why can't I help them?
You're not supposed to help them. You're supposed to help me, girl.
I think that you did a great job.
They're winning.
What is the opposite
you're
of
not
meditation?
Supposed to
it's
help them.
It's
going to
be like chaos or something like that. Grounded. Let's work on that.
Yeah, are we thinking about grounded as in like we're in trouble and we're grounded for the summer?
Like
or
it's
like,
over. Or like the plane is grounded.
Right. Either right. or, yes. Both are bad.
I mean, yeah.
Bad.
Bad. The bad.
I mean, at this point, it could be anything.
Literally anything.
Grounded meditation. What is?
I just not. I'm not.
Okay,
it.
We're passing.
It's high tension.
Oh,
okay.
That was a good one.
That Thank one you. Actually makes sense.
Thank you. Finally, some respect around here.
I mean, when you earn it.
Fair.
I mean, low would have been a better choice of words, but that's fine.
Yeah, but I'm trying low to slack. Trip you up, bitch.
That's fine. We're gonna do
tied up 1-1 right now.
That's fair.
We're gonna do low relaxation. Joking, of course. But that was one of our titles, and it was way
was
better.
Was it really? Mine is better than yours, I think.
See, yeah, low relaxation.
I like
better.
The way that grounded meditation rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie title.
Fucking branding soaps. Like,
I'm trying to pick out actual. This is what movie titles might be. I was trying here, trying to be a
the
writer.
Castle in the City,
Cabin in the Woods.
There it is.
Atta girl, Carly. Atta girl, Carly. Well, we won't do our version of that
you know,
one.
When you come up with good clues, they're able to come up. You know, you're able to come up with the answer.
We actually had that one, too. Do you want to hear what ours is?
Oh, I would love to.
Castles on the outskirts of urban areas.
Okay, we might have been able to get that one. That's in there.
So many goddamn words, though.
Yeah. It's more fun with
It's like a goddamn thesis statement.
Right.
Okay, are you ready? Here's an easy one.
I'm not sure it is.
Carly, do this one. Do you see which one I highlighted?
Yeah, that's the one I was going to do.
Okay, do that.
Stationary geriatric.
Moving young.
Stationary geriatric. So it's definitely kids, moving kids, running kids.
Running kids.
Man.
The Running Man?
That's not a horror film, though, is it? Would you consider it one?
I like it.
I mean, I do too. But nah, that can't be it.
Running kids.
Running. Geriatric. It's going to be something young, kids, boys, children.
And it's going to have 6 words in the title.
That's true.
Yeah.
Curious case of Benjamin so Button close. Or something. Yeah.
You're right there.
You are so close.
You're so close.
Running.
Talk it through. I know you know this movie. Even
walking, well, I'm sure I do.
The Walking Dead?
But then is he dead in geriatric? That's not the opposite. They're basically the same thing.
It's true.
Wow.
You know it's true. Don't play.
Shots fired for old people.
That's fine. They're not going to be around long enough to be mad about it.
That's true. either Running Man or Walking Dead's all I got, man.
I swear to fuck, if it's man and geriatric, I'm gonna be so fucking upset with this game right now. All right, let's do it. Fuck it.
Jacob,
let's
you were like on the right.
Yeah, are you Running sure man. You don't want to try one more time?
I'm so sure.
We do not want to try.
Is man the opposite of geriatric?
No, it's not, but you guys are the one giving the clue.
All right. Go ahead, Carly. Tell them what it is.
Child's play.
Running and what?
That's not even in the right order.
Why does it have
That's
to be in the right order?
For
a stationary geriatric is the opposite of a child playing.
You want to know what ours was for child's play?
What? You have child's
Adults
play also.
Adults work.
Adults work. Did you
because
hear that?
That is the motherfucking opposite.
Oh, see, I think That's staying still is the opposite of playing.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
What are we dealing with right
no
now?
No one knows.
There's so That's fine. Even Sounds, your listeners are going to know.
I'm
this
just
is
hearing sour grapes right now. That's all I'm hearing. Okay, 2-1.
Angels vegetables.
Is that our clue?
Yeah.
Say it again.
The devil's candy.
There it is.
See?
Yeah,
there
Carly.
It is.
How this works.
This is how it works.
Atta girl. Okay, here's a good one. The earliest starting line.
There's just no way to know.
It's like a Rubik's Cube. I mean, how many combinations could there be? The earliest starting line.
It could be any whatever, order. It could be
Can
any
you say
words.
2 words, and it's in that order?
Is it, though?
It is.
The finish line.
The final.
Carly,
the final,
didn't you get this one? Carly got this one, and she thinks she's terrible at this game. So...
What was it again? The earliest finishing line? The
earliest
starting line?
Starting line.
Earliest starting line.
Oh, okay.
So is starting line like hyphenated or is are we looking at the opposite line, line as
the
well?
The starting line. Like if you're racing, you're at the starting line.
As opposed to the finish line?
See, I can see that being
yeah, be like line doubled up.
Okay. The finish circle?
You're going to hear it and you're going to realize how silly you are.
The late.
The
So it's late. Something late. Earliest, late, last.
The last.
I mean, it's the last shift, but the shift ain't a fucking start line or the opposite of it.
It's not.
Or maybe to them it is.
It could be.
Synonymous with last.
No one could know.
Late phases?
I thought that too, but like that's also not a...
No, true. But now I'm trying to get in their head just think about like all the bullshit that this could be.
That's fair.
Could be any
Halloween.
It's possible.
Nailed
well, you
it.
Know, like, Halloween's late in the year and like, you know, like the starting line's at the beginning
when
of the year.
When you carve a pumpkin, you gotta have lines. And
guys, if you look at the calendar, it's at the end of the month.
I don't know.
Late something. Let's go with fucking late phases. Fuck it. It's just so we have an answer.
Late phases.
It's final destination.
Okay, that was
good. We'll give you that one. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
After all that shit talking.
They're like, okay, that's fair.
I was like, this one's good. I thought this one was good.
Fair.
Yell.
Hush.
Yes.
Carly's good at this.
See,
yes.
Carly keeps saying she's bad at this, but she's really very good at
well,
it.
She's bad at it with you, I'm
sure. Yeah,
well,
sure.
No, she was doing good with me, too, and she kept
Carly,
saying
how does
she
your
was
back
bad
feel
at
right
it.
Now, Carly? Carly, how does your back feel?
You're carrying all of the load.
Are you okay? Do we need to send medical help?
I'm good.
You guys are so mean to me, and there's no reason for it at all.
Okay, let's hear it. I gotta know. What's next?
Please.
Carly, do you see which one I highlighted?
Yeah. I'm I was sure gonna do this one.
Which one? Do you think they'll get that one?
Maybe.
Here, let's change it to
I'll
this.
Do the one
wait,
that
wait,
you
wait.
Did.
Let's just
Jesus
change it
Christ,
to this.
There's so much going on over there.
Because right? We need to dumb it down so that they don't get mad at me.
No, you need to play the game correctly.
Wait. I mean, just give it to them.
Oh.
Found women.
A lost man?
It should be, if it's what I think it is, it should be the found girls, so it's the lost boys.
Yeah.
There you go.
But like, women would be like men. I'm not sure they know how opposites work.
That's true.
I don't think they understand opposites, but let's just go with the lost boys.
Okay.
Fucking assholes. Jesus Christ, I make it as easy as, I fucking hand fed that to you.
I'm just saying, opposite of women is men. It's
fine. That's true. It's true.
That's fact.
You could have said girls.
How is girls the opposite of boys? Women is
I
the opposite of boys.
I understand that opposites are hard.
Are you fucking my butt? Like, girls are absolutely the opposite of boys.
No, women are the opposite of boys. They're adult and they're women.
Luke, it's 2017. It could be anything the opposite of whatever.
It's motherfucker.
Don't assume gender anymore.
Motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You guys need to go back to school. That's what
fucking
needs.
Opposites are hard.
I can't handle it.
Is that 10 yet? Are we going to keep going?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, we got it right.
Right.
Now, who's ready for, who's
okay,
ready
so
for
it's
a good clue?
Final Girls 4, Modern Horrors 2. You want a
four?
Chance
I feel
to
like
catch
it's
up?
Like 3-2. Where's this fourth one coming in at?
Huh? All
right, here we go.
Silence. Did you hear that silence?
I didn't hear what you said. They are no longer there. So it would be like, we are here.
I cannot say.
They would be we or I. I am
See
here.
How- Structurally,
you can work it through. It's wild.
It's crazy.
I am here. I am. We are. Carly.
I am legend.
Thoughts.
I feel like you're on the right track. I'm trying to think of any movies.
Carly's back's broken. She can't help no more.
Yeah, she's done. You gotta do something.
You beat that horse to death.
I got one right.
There are consequences to your actions.
We are here. I am here. Say it again. Yes, you have to.
I said no.
They are there. They are there.
They are no longer there.
They are no longer there. And how
people
is
people just screaming at you right now?
And there is spelled T-H-E-R-E. I'm assuming.
Sure.
I mean, do spellings even matter anymore in this game? It's
they
just like whatever.
Are no longer. I mean, if you're gonna be fucking poor sport about it, then yes, apparently. Just complain about
Wait,
whatever
want
you
want
to complain about when your score is
That's
less than ours.
Yeah.
They are no
we don't need
longer
strike box to be
there. I don't know. I got nothing, man.
Boy. This we, it's like a long time right now.
We are here. I don't know. Carly, nothing?
No, now all I can think of is we are here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just keep saying we are here. Let's just
the
say.
The correct answer is.
Are y'all giving up?
Have you given up?
Yeah, we'll give up.
Okay, good.
Oh my God. The correct answer is we are still here.
I don't know that one. We are still here. Oh, I think I've seen that. I've never.
I bet you have.
No, I've never seen the movie. Yeah. I think I've seen it like streaming somewhere, but I've never. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I totally know like what the poster looks
like. And when I was saying we are here, I was like, that sounds kind of familiar, but.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you're on the right track.
Maybe
it's almost like that clue works really well.
That's weird. Yeah.
It's so good of a clue.
Okay, let me try to make some of these a little bit less rude because they're
less
getting mad
dumb.
At us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They're gonna hang up.
I'm just saying, like, we haven't had to fix any of ours mid game.
Yeah, because we're winning.
I know, because they're good. I know.
Yeah, you can say it at this point,
right?
We're all friends.
I mean, I've tried to make it tricky. I can't help it. That's my. I thought
you're
that
you
guys.
To prove something.
That's
cool.
I overestimated your intelligence, and that's my own fault. I'm sorry.
We underestimated.
All right. I mean, I personally really like the first one, Carly, and I know they're going to get mad, but it's my favorite.
I wouldn't get this.
I mean, at this point, the audience needs to hear.
Yeah,
you,
they do.
You need to be accountable for your actions.
So let's go.
Let's keep these coming.
Okay, I'm gonna make it less wordy.
Like, remember your example of Get Out?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was great.
Thanks.
And then it just went
That was
sideways
way too easy, though.
Well, I mean, that's the game.
Okay, let's
you didn't have to. How much time did you spend on thesaurus.com?
None. I was a literature major.
It shows.
I'm very smart.
It shows.
Like, if I go to your phone and type in T, like, what's going to pop up?
I don't know. Turtles, maybe? I really like turtles. Okay.
I like turtles.
So, how about this one?
How about it?
I don't know what's going on. It's the first winter.
The first winter?
Last summer?
I don't know what's going on. It's the first winter.
I don't know what's going on in the first winter?
It's
I
the
first you did last summer.
There we go.
You get it? I really changed
Nailed it.
I changed it a lot.
Well, out of curiosity, what was it?
It's the first time I've seen snow and I don't know what's going on.
Duh, what the? Holy fuck.
You can see their faces right now.
I changed it.
What?
I changed it.
What?
You have turned Jacob into Lil Jon.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I have such a headache right now.
Oh, that's so
me
funny.
Too at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So.
All right.
You got three, we got four. You want to just say the next round is worth 2 points?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Here we go. prevent you out.
Prevent you out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Prevent.
Write you this down. Take
a minute. No country music, please.
That's racist.
It
is. To country people.
Let us in. Let us in. Isn't that a
Did
movie?
You say medicine?
Let us in.
Oh.
Let.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your answer?
No, let them in.
Oh.
Let them
okay,
in.
My bad.
Is it let the right one in?
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
No.
Wait, say it again.
Prevent.
Let
you,
me in.
Prevent you out.
Correct.
Let me in.
Let me in.
Let.
Is that a movie?
Is that your final answer?
Now I'm getting confused.
Is that a movie? I don't know that movie.
Are you asking?
You
I'm asking
ask
Carly,
us that.
You guys. Shut up. Can I talk to my co-host for a minute? Sheesh.
Let Me In is a movie.
Okay.
A vampire movie.
Okay. So Let Me In then.
That's it.
Is that your final answer? Finally.
Yes.
Finally.
Did I hear I think?
Oh my God.
No, finally.
I'm not sure they know.
Jesus Christ, you guys are the worst.
The answer is Let Me In.
Okay, so we win.
Carly once again.
You guys
man.
Are going to bitch
the
about it the whole time.
Injury reserve came back out to save the game.
Well, just because you do a bunch of movies I don't know.
I mean, these
That's
are all
the,
movies you
the
should
American
know.
The American version of Let the Right One In.
Oh, is it?
That's true.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never saw the American version because the original's so good. Why bother?
Because it's good.
It's good.
Is the American version good?
Yeah. That actually is.
No, that's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that question was, but yes.
Okay.
Or no.
However you need to be.
Well, we'll save these other ones for next time, since I'm sure you guys will really want to play this again.
No, you can go ahead
and
throw those away. Yeah. We'll start from fresh. Yeah, you don't need to save those. Don't worry about that.
God, do you guys even like me at all? You're so mean to me.
I mean, we did when we started this episode at this point.
Is that it? Or are we doing one more for them?
Gotta do one more.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Can I do this
one? But even if they get 2 points, okay, we'll just let them go.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's just so the audience can hear how bad these are.
This is just fun, isn't it?
I don't think these suck, but okay. I mean, they're just difficult. I'm not going to say they're not difficult, but I thought you guys were smarter than that.
I'm going to do this one.
Which one?
We're going to end on a high note.
Are you sure? They're going to get mad at me. Go ahead.
No, I changed it.
Okay.
I did this one.
Okay.
I can't wait.
The Hateful Warlock.
The Hateful Warlock.
The Love Witch?
That would be my guess.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Love
Good
Witch.
Good job, Carly. Good job, Carly.
Work. That's how the game's played.
I don't even know why I bother doing this podcast. I really don't. It's like the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, when Carly did it.
Yeah, because she made it easy. She dumbed it fucking down.
She knows how opposites work.
That one was way better before.
Let us know.
Yeah, what please, was it? Please do.
It was Hateful Bros.
How is bros the opposite of witch?
Yeah, opposite of a witch is a bro.
What is happening? Even you understand the error of your ways at this point.
That laugh at the end knows that she knows. She knows it's not right. Oh my god.
Winners and losers don't matter here.
It's true.
No, they do, and we won. But
sure.
It's fine. It's fine. I will agree that I was a little mean. I thought that to me, like, I guess because I was staring at it for so long, I was like, these are really good. Like, they'll totally get them if I leave them like this. So I need to make them more difficult.
I mean, I feel like history will tell the tale of this episode.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys are okay, not really good sports. Thank you for playing with us. It's always a good time when you guys come join us, even though I feel a little bit emotionally bruised every time. But still, thank you. Thank you for allowing us on your very fancy network, and congratulations on 3-year anniversary today.
Yeah.
Truly amazing.
Thank you very much. And regardless of how this all went down today, you are welcome to continue to be on.
Right.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I know I'm a handful. I appreciate and love you guys, even though I suck, and you know, you suck too sometimes. We have a very like brother sister relationship. At least I have a very brother sister relationship with you guys. At least that's how I feel about it.
Adopted brother sister for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're much nicer to Carly. I don't know. She's like the girl next door or something. I'm like the redheaded stepchild.
It's very true.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to shout out or mention? For your listeners on this show?
No, not at all. No. We are going to have more episodes every Wednesday. If you want to follow us, if you're listening to this on the podcast network, on the Modern Horrors Podcast Network, you don't need to do a thing. You know everything about us. If you're not, check us out.
Yep, there you go. ModernHorrors.com. Check that shit out, too.
That's it.
It's a great website. Seriously.
It is.
Very wonderful. As always, thanks to Troy from Cape Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorcast.com for information on them, to visit our shop, or for our Patreon website link. It's all on there. We have some stickers to give away. If you want some free stuff, we will give you stickers for free because we're wonderful like that. Visit Final Girls.
Nice.
Or email us at FinalGirlsHorrorcast@gmail.com and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. This week's episode is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H., Nick B., Jonathan W., Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. Final Girls Horrorcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Tuned In, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast.
Damn,
we are also
places.
Very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at Final Girls HC, and Instagram and Facebook, just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. And we also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find that by clicking the link on our Facebook homepage.
And if you're lucky enough to be a Patreon, we just did our Patreon live stream for October, which was so much fun. We did that yesterday. If you are a Patreon or if you'd like to become a Patreon, you get to watch those videos there. I post them after they're done up on our Patreon site for you to enjoy. This last week was fun. I was drinking. So, you know how that
goes. I was eating a donut.
Carly ate a donut.
For the record, I believe the word is patron.
No, no, their whole Patreon's the whole fucking thing.
The website is Patreon. You can be a patron.
It is.
Yes. next week, we're doing something very special. We are covering Ghostwatch, which is a special that was on the BBC back in 1992 that people thought was real. It's a very cool special to watch. It's available on Shudder. If you have Shudder, I highly encourage you to go watch it. We also are lucky enough to have Stephen Volk come on. We're going to do an interview with him. He is the writer of Ghostwatch, and he also wrote The Awakening, which is a film we discussed a few months ago, probably like 6 months ago. So we're really excited about that. We haven't done a real interview before, and we're doing one because Luke is making me.
No, that's really cool, though. Like, I think that movie sounds, I've never seen that movie, but I think it sounds really interesting. Like, I legit might watch it on Shudder. Just thinking that, you know, it was the found footage thing pre-Blair Witch. Everyone legit thought it was real because no one had seen shit like that before.
Yeah.
So I think that story is really cool, and it's really cool that he's coming on the show to talk about that experience. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of almost War of the World-ish is how, like, people freaked out about it. We got some really cool, from our UK listeners, we got a couple first-hand accounts of what happened when they watched it, which is cool. We'll read those as well. I'm just really excited. This is something I learned about last year and finally got to watch on Shudder. Thank you, Shudder, for fucking offering stuff like this. It's almost impossible to find, especially in America. This only aired once in the UK, too. So, like, it's not an easy find. So thank you, Shudder, for offering stuff like this. I highly encourage you to watch it and do a little, like, Google search. Do a little Wikipedia action, even, just to, like, get the idea of what it was about. Because just watching it on its own, it's fun to watch, but it's not very scary. What's the most interesting about it, I think, is the background and the history of it. So that'll be next week, and I'm excited to do that. And that's it for this week, you guys. Thank you again, Modern Horrors. Thank you, Luke and Jacob.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
All right. Well, go nurse your wounds. I know you guys have been partying and you know.
Celebrating.
Yeah. Maybe some water, a nap, perhaps.
I just want fajitas.
Beer has water in it, just so everyone knows.
Fajitas also sound delicious. And that's it. So until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.
Bye.